Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kate Olson, and she is, of course, the director for Cass County ISU Extension. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning, LaVon.
Hey, Kate, it's time to eat some pancakes.
Well, it's always time to eat pancakes, but it's definitely time to eat some pancakes if you like to support 4-H.
You bet. They're, the annual Endowment Pancake Supper is coming up pretty soon. We need to have people get it on their calendars.
Yes, March 18th, that's a Thursday evening, will be 4 to 7 p.m., and we are a little different this year. It is drive-through only at the fairgrounds.
So do we come in the usual gate, or how do we come into the get to the building?
Well, we're going to have people, to try and keep people off 10th Street, we're going to have people enter on Fair Avenue, which is at the bottom of the hill on 10th Street, right by the Sunnyside tennis courts, like you're going back to the campgrounds. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have people enter on Fair Avenue, and they'll loop all the way around the back of the fairgrounds and then end up at the community center, where we will have a pancake breakfast all set up for people to go.
Okay, and that will be at the back door, not at the front door, correct, of the community center?
Yep, it'll be at the back door, and just watch for signs, and we'll have plenty of signs and people directing traffic and people getting you helped out. So, but yeah, don't pull into the main parking lot of the community center. You'll be going against traffic.
You don't want to do that. And so everybody's going to get sausages and some pancakes. And do they have any other choices?
Drinks. So we're going to have some juice, some milk, or some water. We just couldn't come up with a good way to do the coffee to go. We're going to have juice, milk, or water, fresh pancakes and sausage all boxed up and ready to go.
All right.
So that's $7 per plate, or if you have someone 6 or under in your household, that's $5.
Okay. So don't have to call ahead. Just drive up, and it'll just be minutes, and somebody will run that out to you.
Yep. And we'll have you pick that up and let us know what you want for drinks, and we'll get a piping hot box of pancakes right out to you.
Okay. And probably not going to use a credit card. Best if you have cash or checks?
Yes, cash or check would be best. exact change would be great, but we will be able to make change. And we'll also have folks standing there that will be able to take donations directly to the endowment, because, of course, we are doing the pancake supper to raise money for the endowment. So just like we do when we do our walk-in pancake supper, we'll have a box there where you can donate to the endowment. The endowment obviously is a pretty important part of the Cass County 4-H program. It helps keep 4-H free for everybody in Cass County. It also helps provide scholarships for a lot of our graduating seniors, and it helps a lot of our 4-H members go to things like camps and conferences out of county throughout the year as well.
Okay. Now, another part in the past has been that auction. Are you still going to have an auction?
We are going to have an auction, and it is going to be online. So the Picker's Parlor here in town, Amanda down there does a fantastic job and has really been growing her online auctions. And she has very graciously offered to host an online auction for us. So there's a couple ways you can find that online auction. It is live now. We've got it linked on our Facebook page. We'll have it linked from our Cass County Extension home page. And you can also find it directly on the Picker's Parlor auction site. So you can find it there. We've got about 20 different lots on there donated by 4-H clubs, local businesses. So we've got everything from fun movie night baskets to family night in with meals and some beef certificates. We've got some coolers. We've got some outdoor activities like bubbles and an Easter package. So there's lots of fun items on there. We encourage you to hop on there and check out all of the things that our clubs and local businesses have donated.
Okay, so you can start doing that now and put your bids in, and then you may have to go back and check to see how your bid's coming along.
That's right. Yeah, and the nice thing about that online auction site is you can sign up for notifications, so it'll tell you when you're no longer the winning bid, so that's pretty neat. And Amanda has also offered, there's some information if you go look at the catalog and read the description of the auction. If you are not comfortable making an account and bidding online, she also put a phone number in there, and she will get your bid entered for you if you just give her a little bit of information.
Well, that's great. Great service. Another example of folks just working together to make things happen.
And yes.
There's been a lot of that happening this last year, thank goodness. And yes. We'll remind folks again of that time and date in just a little bit. But mentioning change, of course, starting last March, we've been making a lot of different changes. But, you know, Kate, as we go back in time a bit, change happens all the time. It may not be quite so drastic. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to have you talk about, since you were a 4-H member, what are a few of the kind of major changes that have happened between then and now?
Well, there's, I think, some different project areas. So there's definitely more of a focus in the state and even national 4-H program around the science, technology, engineering, and math, those STEM projects. Of course, people think, you know, engineering and robotics, but animal science is also a STEM project. So there's a little bit of old and a little bit of new mixed in there. But definitely that focus on science. I know when 4-H first started, and we still get a lot of people that have that question about, is 4-H only if you live on a farm? You know, I don't have a place to keep a cow, so I can't join 4-H. I actually had someone tell me that once.
Sure.
So you're not required to show livestock. Of course, when the 4-H program got started over 100 years ago, it was very much, you know, the boys had livestock clubs, the girls had sewing clubs. And that was kind of how it was originally structured. And now, of course, all of our clubs are co-ed, so we don't have male clubs and female clubs. And we also have a wider variety of projects and kids participating in all of those clubs. So we have tons of boys and girls that show livestock, tons of boys and girls that take sewing projects and cooking projects.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely don't have to live on the farm or have, you know, enough room to keep a large animal to be in 4-H.
And not too far back, if a girl wanted to show livestock, she had to become a member of a boys' club when that finally was allowed. I'm sure way back that wasn't even allowed. But when the girl said, oh, I want to show livestock, well, you joined a boys' club. So you had to belong to two clubs. So what did you show, Kate? What were your interests?
So I did a little bit of everything. I showed pigs for many years, cattle for a year or two. I did lots of sewing and food and nutrition, photography, kind of a little mix of everything. I tried a few other projects, which is, I think, the fun part mm-hmm. about 4-H. You know, I tried, you know, visual arts for 1 year and a few things. So you can try, every year is kind of a new year. So you can roll in a new project, see if it's something that interests you. It's always fun to watch kids' record books come through every year and see, you know, some projects they pick up when they're little and they don't finish them through because their interests change. Some mm-hmm. projects they pick up when they're in high school because it's a new interest. And so just watching kids grow, you know, every year you have a chance to try a different set of projects and figure out what really clicks with you and what doesn't.
Yeah. And when I started working in Extension, of course, when I was in 4-H, the girls' projects changed every year. You just had clothing and sewing. We probably didn't even call it clothing. Sewing 1 year, home furnishings the next year, and cooking the next year. And it just kept going around in that circle, and that kind of limited what you did each year, but maybe a little more in depth. So, you know, changes, always changes, and hopefully those are for the better. I think we make most changes because we see more opportunities coming along that say you don't have to live on the farm. You don't have to cook if you want to be a 4-H member. So,
right. Yes. Lots of different opportunities. I think that's a good way to put it because there are definitely opportunities for kids to be involved in whatever level they want to be and find what really interests them.
Could be collecting stamps, could be archery, could be whatever they're interested in, there's an opportunity. So saying that, let's again remind folks why it's important to support the 4-H program and how they can do that. How do they do
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. How do they do that? So, yes, if you want to help support all the cool 4-H projects that we are doing in Cass County, keeping 4-H free for our kids, helping send kids to camps and scholarships for seniors and starting up new exciting STEM projects like robotics. You can do all of that by attending the 4-H Endowment Pancake Supper. It will be a drive-through Thursday, March 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. on the Cass County Fairgrounds. You can stay in your car, and for $7, you'll get a piping hot fresh pancake sausage and a drink of your choice delivered to your car by a smiling 4-H member. And then, of course, we'll go ahead and support our online auction as well. That is live now, courtesy of the Picker's Parlor. You can find that link on our Facebook page, on our website, or find it directly at the Picker's Parlor website as well. And that auction will close at 7 p.m. on the 18th when the pancake supper wraps up.
All right. Thank you so much, Kate Olson, and thanks to all who help support the 4-H program. And until next time, that'll be Friday, we can all agree that in 2015, not a single person got the answer correct to, where do you see yourself 5 years from now?